Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 11th of January 2016, and this is the 512th Mole Out Loud podcast. I think I'm still recovering a bit from my very, very late night stint on Monday night of finishing that translation. This morning I felt very, very tired, and I went, had a nap for about 2 hours, and I do feel much better now. And I think maybe I've regained that my normal what do you call it? Maybe I haven't. Maybe my brain is still addled. I feel as if my energy is back to a slightly normal level. And I often find if I overdo things on a particular day, particularly if I have a late night, that it's not the next day that really concerns me, but it's the day after that. And that was today. So I'm hoping those couple of hours have recalibrated me. But I've also had a really lovely recalibrating boost this afternoon. I went and had some acupuncture treatment, which I haven't had since the beginning of December. And so I've been needled with lots of yin energy, which should help me gather my scattered self back together again, trying to counteract the summer yang, and I feel really sort of at peace at the moment. It's really nice, and I'm doing a bit of I'm creating something at the moment for someone, and I'm really, really enjoying doing that. It's sort of a bit of time out from what I would normally do. And I know what I want. I know what I'm aiming at. And so it's just a matter of working out how. And sometimes it's really lovely to lose oneself in a small project, but that has a clear end in sight. So that's what I'm doing this evening. Yes, I haven't really got back to routine from having taken myself so out of routine, but that's fine. I think I've decided this year, I had thought that it was my kind of phrase for the year was going to be loosening up, but actually I think I'm changing that a bit. I think loosening up is great, but I think it's going to be spaciousness, and that's a matter of time as much as anything else. Of allowing myself space around things. I don't think it's the first time I've chosen that word, but obviously it still resonates for me, or I wouldn't be choosing it again if I've already chose it last year. Maybe one of the nice things about being at the beginning of the year is that you can kind of remind yourself of those things before too many other ideas or... Well, it is usually ideas that sort of supersede your initial idea, and then too many suggestions to oneself become cluttered and none of them come to the fore. So I've got spaciousness written down in front of me at the moment. It's only in very small writing, but I might do something that's a bit more in my face for later, because I do think spaciousness is... really important for my peace of mind in every way. And it's been a really lovely day today anyway. It was lovely walking into town, and not too hot, not too windy, not wet. Tomorrow is going to be hot and wet, so it's going to be almost tropical, I think. But being on this island, it changes so much from day to day that you're not usually stuck with the same kind of weather for very long. It's just that sometimes in the summer it's lighter for longer, and the overall temperature is quite a lot higher. But it's not boring. It's not ever boring. I'm going to not make this a very long podcast because I realise I haven't had anything to eat. I'm not quite sure how that happened. And I would like to have something to eat. And I'd also like this podcast to go off with the MailChimp when he trots round in about 15 minutes. So I will need to upload it and so on. I do hope that you've had a lovely day today too. I hope you've had a day that's been as lovely as mine. If not, I really hope that you've got one coming really, really soon. Thank you very, very much for listening as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.